Tongue gets used to talking about this stuff normally. Okay. What's the subject of the call? It's not coming up.
Can you use your money in the U.S. Treasury account to pay off IRS taxes?
Yeah, all right. I don't know where you made the screen up.
Push the thing on the bottom right corner of your screen. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's not done yet? Come do it for me, please. I don't know where it's at. Oh, God. Is this it? Let me check. No, come show me. Get done. Come here, please. NDL, new tech, virtual input? No.
And yeah, that's it.
Come. I don't see new the input. I don't see that one. New tech. I remember that. No.
Right here.
We click on that. Oh, that one. Okay. It wasn't.
And then we make sure
it's now right. Came up. NDI. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Capital settings. Configuration address. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Keep track of how many people on the call, okay?
Would you announce something on Blog Talk so we don't lose these callers? Hey, give us one moment. We'll be right with you. I mean, something simple. Is that okay?
Yeah. Good idea. Let me get there.
I have you on Blog Talk already connected on the
phone. On Blog Talk or YouTube? On YouTube,
bro. Just Blog Talk. I have you connected on Blog Talk so they can see you're there, but they don't know.
I'll hit that YouTube channel. I'll hit that YouTube channel. Go to homepage.
Yeah, we're not live yet. So you'll see it pop up over there.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead and get started.
For YouTube and everything?
For YouTube and everything, yeah.
Okay. All
right. Make sure my audio is properly cleared, all that stuff, you know. Just make sure about that stuff, please. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Give me 2, 2, 1 correctly so I can start on time.
Push down that thing in front of you.
Push down one thing. This? Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay, Eric.
Okay. Streaming live to YouTube in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour on this December 19, 2019. This is Paymon Mutayade, the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I'm going to cover the topic of, can you pay the IRS using the money in your U.S. Treasury account? This is a very common topic that you see in the freedom movement discussed on the internet. Can you do that? That would be wonderful to be able to pay the IRS using the money in our treasury accounts. Now, before we get to the answer of this question, let's do a little search. Let's search to see how this theory basically works about. What does it say, basically? We got to look and see what this says to begin with so that we can decide what to do. So the theory is this. The theory is that the government, the federal government, gets our birth certificates from the county recorder's office. The county records, where they're kept locally by local government. They pay the county officials to buy each birth certificate that they record. Then by getting those birth certificates, what the federal government does is now they have this piece of paper. It's not you. A piece of paper is not you. Okay? That's a piece of paper. That's you. This birth certificate is not you. And so now they got this piece of paper, which is resembles you. It represents you. They have this. And this thing, you know, is assumed to be able to be productive like you. You're going to work your life, decades, produce, and your labor is worth something. But now they get the straw man, and when you're having a straw man, they captured your life work, your life labor. And with this, they got captured with your life labor through this straw man, your birth certificate that now the federal government has. The Federal Reserve System and the banksters, along with the government, these crooks and criminals, which they are, what they do is they create money and lend it out into circulation by fraud, based upon your labor. This way the government gets to print and spend money out of thin air by fraud, and the banks get to have money to lend out also by fraud with this process. This money, of course, is in U.S. Held in the U.S. Treasury. It's your money, but they got it through your straw man. It is your money, your labor they captured, that they're using to for the government to spend money out there and the bank to that. We have inflation, you know, this all stuff. I first heard about this theory back in 1997, it was approximately, from my other people. And I was told in 1997 that your labor is worth $300,000. You have that much in the treasury account. So you can get this $300,000 of back 1997 money, 22 years ago. And and you can take it out. You can pay for IRS tax debts or pay for your corrupt bank loans that they foisted on you, because we have our money systems controlled by banks. They force us into buying, borrowing from them, because money is not gold and silver anymore. They stole that gold and silver, so now we're forced to borrow from the banks this fraudulent system money, so we can pay it back. The fraudulent money they created, the banks, and the government through our birth certificate, the straw man. We can pay it back with their own money that this fraudulent system they created. We have it in our U.S. Treasury accounts. We can access that. We can get that money and pay them off. So my friend Bill McCarty, who got me into U.S. Versus state citizenship theory, he was into that at that time, and asked me a question. I said, well, Bill, $300,000. Yes. So everybody can go get $300,000in this way. It's each of our treasury accounts. Yes. Everybody in the movement talked about that. So I said, Bill Gates, who was the founder of Microsoft. Microsoft at that time in late 90s was biggest than anything. There was no Google, there was no Amazon, there was no Facebook, okay? It was the biggest tech company. I said, so Bill Gates' labor is worth this homeless person over there, $300,000? And he really had no answer. And he said, yes. It seems to be that way. I said, that doesn't make sense to me. Labor, someone like Bill Gates, is worth billions, and this homeless guy, his labor is not worth it in a lifetime, maybe $100,000, $200,000. I don't know. It's a huge difference. How can it be worth the same? The other question I asked, I said, why $300,000? I mean, someone's more productive, his labor may be worth $1 million. Someone else is worth, labor is worth $10 million or $100 million. How much did Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon, how much is his labor worth? You know, billions and billions, hundreds of billions. And some guy who's always homeless and on drugs and alcohol, never produces, only steals maybe. You know, how much is his labor worth? Same, $300,000. Why is there the difference? He didn't know. And that's when I start telling my friend, look, can you see when something doesn't make sense? The truth is always the truth. The truth is consistent. The truth makes sense, perfect sense. Okay? This is a glass of water. It's made out of glass with water. It's very simple. It's consistent truth, I'm telling you. It's good for me, see? I drink it, I don't die. It's good for me. But when you hear stuff that doesn't make sense, I just showed you how this theory is utterly nonsense. Why do people insist on believing it? You know, it's like people seem like religion. You know, they want to believe in their religion, it seems like. They want to believe in something that looks good, sounds good, feels good, you know? I mean, if something doesn't make sense, it's false. It's false. No matter how much we want to be true, it's not true. And this argument is the same. It's just utterly false. It's just simply not true. they do not capture, they throw it out, but does not buy your birth certificate from the county coroner's office. That's a falsehood, baseless thing. There's no proof of that. I ask people, show me proof of that. Show me proof, I've asked people, that the federal government buys your birth certificate from the county officials. Nobody will show me proof of that. That fundamental assumption, basics of that whole theory, straw man, U.S. Treasury account, is just not, it's baseless. It exists as much as a chicken that gives milk or a cow that lays eggs. You know, once you buy that false assumption, it all makes sense. Oh, yeah, the cow that laid eggs, it was beautiful, special. Oh, it was a unicorn that laid eggs, even better. Gets more crazy. It's a unicorn, and it lays eggs. Oh, yes. And it swims underwater for 2 days. I mean, can you see how much more ridiculous this stuff gets? This stuff is baseless. It's just not so. So that's the problem that we have out there, is that, you know, we all want to get rich quick. Everybody wants to get rich quick, right? That's why I like get rich quick schemes that are out there, scams out there. Two, people want to get fit quick, healthy and beautiful, look like a swimsuit bodybuilding model with a flat, you know, washboard tummies and tight bodies and curvature muscles and healthy, no disease. Easy, with a supplement of somebody else or a simple exercise routine. Everybody wants those quick, easy things. People want to be get rich quick, get fit and healthy quick, and they want to be free quick. Oh, I want this method. Straw man, redemption, expatriation, birth certificate, my name in all capital letters. It belongs to dead corporate fictional entity. Now, me, I'm not that corporate dead fictional entity, your name in all caps. IRS writes that letter to me in all caps. That's not me, capital letters. My name is upper lower case, as the proper rules of English say. Folks, people have this intuitive mindset of thinking the possibilities that can exist. And some people actually end up believing on this kind of intuition that their mind goes up. Their possibilities in the mind they come up with, they actually do believe in it. And they tell somebody else and somebody else. Folks gotta come down the ground, down to earth, reality. This stuff doesn't work. I'm gonna show how it doesn't work. One of my old acquaintances was a guy named Eddie Kane. I first saw him when Eddie Kane talking about IRS back in 1993 in LA. And he was talking about some good stuff about the IRS, the IRS code. He didn't, at the time I was just a young guy in the movement. Years later, he got into all kinds of crazy patron mythology, a straw man, redemption, through a treasury account. You better believe it. And he promoted this stuff that you can pay off the IRS using your treasury checks. You know what Eddie Kane is also famous for? He is a man who got the black axe of Wesley Snipes in the writing these treasury checks to the IRS. To pay off what Wesley Snipes previously owed the IRS for taxes. Yes, Wesley Snipes got in trouble because of Eddie Kane. And Eddie Kane, he was charged two different indictments, two multiple times. He refused to attend the trial because he said the court has no jurisdiction over me. He would refuse to really leave his jail cell. The judge said, if you want to come to the courthouse, fine, you can stay there. You willingly chose not to come to court or in your trial, you can stay there. The trial, he offered no defense because he wasn't there. He didn't get the judge jurisdiction over him by not being present in the court. He didn't go walk in the bar, the line that separates you, the bar. He didn't go in the bar. And he got convicted. And I remember the judge, we came out in the news, he told Eddie Kane, Mr. Kane, you may not recognize the court's jurisdiction, but you will serve your sentence. Jurisdiction is power. Okay? That's what they're doing right now. The crooked United States Congress, the Communist Party USA, the Democratic Party, which is not liberal. I am liberal. I believe in liberty. Those communists, in liberal in name, only Democrats, baseless. Indicted, charged President Trump of corruption, of trying to kick back to Ukrainian, to bring up dirt on his opponent, Joe Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden. Utter nonsense, utter baseless. First of all, Joe Biden admitted to his crime on live camera video that he had the prosecutor in Ukraine fired. Okay, why? And that same prosecutor was, they switched out the fire. He held that $1 billion loan guarantee to Ukraine hostage until they fired him. And because the prosecutor was investigating his son, who was a drug dealer, was kicked out of the military, who got a job making $86,000 a year on the board of companies coming up, Burisma in Ukraine, oil company. Why would they hire this guy who was got fired out of military for doing drugs, paying $1 million a year? Oh, he's the son of Vice President Joe Biden. Yes, he would. You know, that's how the system works. And President Trump had every authority on the law and duty, in fact. He had every duty to tell the foreign government leaders, hey, you need to investigate these corrupt people, because that can relate to violating U.S. laws. And I'm in charge of enforcing these laws, the president. You find out what's going on, give it to us so we can investigate it. Nothing illegal, completely, perfectly legal. Now, he didn't go that far, Trump. Okay, he just said, hey, you know, look into what's going on here. And they call that corruption. But Trump has been impeached. Charge anyhow. The trial will be done by U.S. Senate. Okay? It's like grand jury indicts. The trial jury does the trial. Here in Congress, the House of Representatives indicts or impeaches, charges, and the trial done jury is the Senate. Okay? Baseless, folks. There's as much validity to this U.S. Treasury account paying the IRS as there is to the Donald Trump impeachment. There's nothing behind either one of them. Now, you don't believe me? Let's go on my screen. I'm going to show you guys, folks, what happened to Eddie Kane. Okay? Let's go here. Let's go on here and put Eddie Kane, K-A-H-N, sentence. Remember, I don't use Google. Don't use Google. Google's our enemy. And Docs.go is a good private search engine. Okay? And type in Eddie Kane sentence to do a search on that and get all the answers. But, you know, you can go a lot of these stuff. They released in the stuff. Look at this. We pick it says, with a tentative release date of 2026. Mm-hmm. Yep. So here I look at this one. Four promoters of tax defined scheme sentence to prison. Now, folks, I don't like U.S. Department of Injustice, these government lawyers, and this, but you know, but the facts are facts. He's got them in prison. This is on the top left, U.S. Department of Injustice. Okay? Four promoters of tax defined scheme sentence to prison. It was published when? Monday, August 30, 2010, right? Over 9 years ago. For immediate release. Right? What does it say? Washington. Four promoters of a Florida-based business that sold illegal tax defiance schemes, America's Right Litigators, Guiding Light Ministries of God, ARL, were sentenced today by U.S. Judge Lambert, okay, announced today, okay? After a month of due trial, right? What did Eddie Kane get? Eddie Kane got formerly of Sorrento, Florida, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for conspiracy to defraud the United States, and it could be mail fraud, and one kind of mail fraud, you know. Yeah. Mail frauders will use mail to commit any kind of wrongdoing with the mail. That's mail fraud. So that's just easy to throw to anybody out there, okay? So here we go. What did it say? They even showed that trial that confounded and ran ARL, American Rights Litigator. Sounds good. From 1996 to 1994. Oh, isn't that interesting, folks? I just realized that Hurricane started at the American Rights Litigators in 1996. Same year as I found the Freedom Law School in 1996. Here we are, 2019. He got a prison sentence 9 years ago for 20 years, and I'm free. I wonder what that could mean. Let's read some more. Okay. So what he did is he developed and sold tax defiance schemes based on deliberate misrepresentation of the legal foundation of the tax system, right? So what does it involve? Okay. These schemes included manufacturing and selling more than 1,000 worthless bills of exchange supposedly drawn on the U.S. Treasury for customers to use in purported of supposed payment of their taxes. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's exactly what they did. Manufacture, sell these what it's called thousands of worthless bills of exchange supposedly drawn on the U.S. Treasury of the customer. That's exactly what happened. That's why he's in prison for 20 years. So are his friends. Okay. So, folks, you didn't know about this? That's okay. That's totally okay. Don't feel bad. That's where I come in. I started Freedom Law School in 1996. I got the movie in 1992. For 27 years now. And I know, and now the new guys who are selling this kind of stuff on the internet, guess what? They're all getting, well, they got Eddie Kane, other people like him, his stuff, and are recycling it, putting it out there. They don't know about Eddie Kane, what happened to him. They never heard of him. Or they say, oh, Eddie Kane didn't do this right. He was in the system. He gave him a jurisdiction. He was a taxpayer. He was a U.S. citizen. Oh, he didn't do this thing right. No. AK was wrong, period. And what happened with Wesley Snipes, by the way, he got charged with this. Like he sent one of these bills of exchange to pay off his taxes. And the IRS got it. And they said, ooh, look at this. We got a celebrity using this stuff. This patron mythology nonsense. Oh, great. He made a good poster boy for us to scare the American people into submission to pay income taxes. Oh, yeah. That's when they went after Wesley Snipes and charged him. Now, at the trial, Wesley Snipes, his lawyers, which I know them, Robert Bernhoff, correctly said to the jury, convinced the jury, look, this is a bunch of nonsense. He bought. He didn't realize what he was buying. He was misled by Eddie Kane, and the jury accepted that. But they had no defense for Wesley Snipes for not having filed tax returns for several years. So for those, he got convicted because he had done no preparation, okay, like Freedom Law School has done, okay. So, folks, the reason I talk about this stuff is not to put anybody down. It's not. I'm not trying to put anybody down. The reason, because, folks, we got to learn from our mistakes. If you don't learn from, we're going to repeat it again, okay. Look at my screen, folks. Okay, this is Freedom Law School YouTube channel, okay. So you see all these, I sorted on the right side by the newest first, okay? This information, these Freedom Hours are there for you to educate yourself and your friends. I'll talk about all this stuff. Do you want to know the best way to stop filing income tax, folks? I've done here. Look at this one I've done. 2 months ago I've done this, okay? See right here? Okay? Best way to stop filing income tax is there. Avoid the common mistakes of patrons who do not file. It's there, folks. Talk about UCC. I'll talk about that. Look at this one right here. Is the Irish collapsing from the inside like the communist Soviet Union? Yes. I'll explain to you why. Okay? Two most important letters you need to look out for. Okay? Here it is. That's the correct version. Okay? Here it is. Folks, this is there for you to take advantage of. Okay? To educate yourself. Okay? Let's go to Freedom Law School's website, folks. And there's a tons of information here for you under education material. Okay? Go on to eye-opening education first, income tax reward, educate Congress, and more. You want how to stop income tax withholding? Here it is. Okay? And folks, be sure to sign up for Freedom Law School's free Freedom Education Package now. Because one of these dates, YouTube will ban us probably, and we won't be able to, you won't be able to find us. You want to be on our email list. Get on our email list. We get you a lot of this information and lessons. We'll email you. And we'll be in touch with you about things coming up, folks. Okay? By the way, I got an announcement to make. I'm going to do the seminar February 29th, leap year, February 29th, in Tampa, Florida. Okay? And it's going to be an all-day seminar I'll be doing on how to live free of the IRS lies, deception, and how to free America of the misapplication of the income tax on American people, the hoax that imposed on us, how to get rid of it, legally, following the law, writing in Congress, following the law and writing Congress, folks, and safely, my friends, and easily. I'll do a one-day seminar I haven't done for years, that's overdue. Tampa, Florida, at Ramada Hotel. The details will be on our website. It's Ramada Air Hotel by the Tampa International Airport. They give a free shuttle pickup. And lunch will be included for $200 a person. If you register by January 15th, the price is only $150. Lunch, warm lunch is included. And anybody under 30 is admitted free. Yes, you heard me right. Anybody under 30 will be admitted free. Not 20, not 21, under 30. Young people don't have any money, right? They're poor. I was. So bring your children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, bring them with you. Register, got to register, though. We have limited seating. You must register, okay, 9 to 5. And if you register early, you get 20-minute private time consultation with me, one-on-one, in person, for free as a bonus. So bring your paperwork with you. You want to look at something? Letters you got from IRS or some government agency harassing you? I'll be happy to help you. Bring your paperwork so I can go privately that weekend. You know, it'll be Saturday night and or Sunday. Give you that private time you need to help you with your situation as well as a presentation, which is going to be accumulation of all the stuff I've done, up to date, but nice to get it for you and a nice presentation you will love. So remember, February 29th, come there or be square. Okay? I'm going to put the details on our website. I'm just announcing it. Ramada Hotel by the airport. Ramada Inn by the airport. This nice, newly decorated one going to happen. Okay, folks. I'm going to be going to your questions now to see about this topic or any other topic like this. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer it for you because, folks, I'm here to help you. And so the questions and answers are a very important part of this presentation because people ask me questions. They are good questions. So I'd be happy to answer them for you. But before I go to those questions, I'm going to remind you of the first time ever free gift of Freedom Law School that I got going on. First of all, you're going to get the DVD of America, Freedom, and Fascism sent to you free of charge if you just call Freedom Law School, okay? America, Freedom, and Fascism, I'll show you on my screen what it is, okay? Here's what it is, folks. If you go to education materials on livefreedom.org, okay, and you go down to eye-opening education, for example, okay, or the income tax reward, next one. At the bottom of the page is this great documentary, America, Freedom, and Fascism, right here. At the bottom of the page. This is from Aaron Russo in 2006. Great expose of the Federal Reserve, the Internal Revenue, the IRS, how they're trying to make us all slaves, the cashless society, This was done 13 years ago, 2006. If you haven't seen this, you got to watch this, folks. Okay? I went on a quest to find whether there's a law requiring Americans to file an income tax. What I discovered was terrifying and global. Okay? So, folks, the DVD of this will be sent to you at no charge. I'll send you up to 10 of them for you at no charge. Just call for your lawsuit. You can give it to your friend, family member, the great Christmas gift. Now they're going to have to watch it. Okay? You give them a link on internet. They will not watch it. But as a CD, DVD, they're going to have to watch it now. So it's a great way to introduce your family members, brothers, sisters, spouses, cousins, nephews, okay? Friends, co-workers, to freedom. Call Freedom Law School, we'll get them out to you, okay? Besides that, the other freedom special that we got is, folks, Freedom Law School, I got some, we got for first time ever these special discounts, okay? And I'm not the gimmicks, but I figured let's give you everybody a Christmas special. If you don't want to do it, don't do it, folks, okay? But I got to mention it to you so you know. On the course packages, folks, you click on course packages, okay? And here we have from Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package, Quick Start and Freedom Package, and the Level 1 course, A Practical Road to Freedom. The Level 1 course is the foundation of everything I've taught. For 20 years, it's been at the same $300. This basic course you all should have is over 20 hours of audio education, 200 pages of paperwork. Here's a table of contents, folks, of the course and audio. I'll get most of it. And $300 plus $20 shipping with a money-back guarantee. It's the course with a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Okay? It's free rental. You got that? Free rental. You pay for shipping. That's all. Okay? Give it back to me in good shape. I'll give you money back. Have someone read it. Listen to it, okay? So you're going to want to keep it. I know you're going to want to keep it because it's the best. But 20 years has been out there, folks, and I'm having the people unhappy with it. So get that. But now I got a special gift. Buy one. Get one free. Yes. But you got to get it by Christmas, by 24th. Get your funds here to Freedom Law School. By the way, we all take cash. No money orders, no postal money orders, credit cards, no. You gotta no cash. So only cash. Supreme Court instead use banks. You normally give up your right to privacy, financial privacy. Okay? So buy one, get one free. Let's go back on the screen now. Besides that, folks, the Beginner's Freedom Package, which is a level one course, plus, okay, letters to Congressman about Drew Bannister, income tax fraud, having to follow the Constitution, and more. Material, okay, like American Freedom Fast, some other stuff, and a one on Constitution with me for $900, okay? $900 is also buy one, get one free. So, again, have a friend, family member, coworker, let them get a Beginner Freedom Package free of charge. Why not? Now it gets better. The Simple Freedom Package. Okay, which has the Beginner's Freedom Package and unlimited consultation. And besides unlimited consultation, no limit. Folks, I charge $500 an hour for my time. You're getting my time unlimited. For any question, freedom, IRS, your rights, government harassment, and financial planning, business planning, retirement, because I was a financial planner in my youth, in my 20s, for 7 years plus. Real estate investments, all that. A lot more about health, all that free, and a criminal legal defense fund. In case I ask what to put you in jail, Freedom Law School will pay. That's right. Freedom Law School will pay, and the legal defense fund, the attorney's paralegal fund, fully prepaid. Okay? This package is only right now. The Simple Freedom Package is $4,000 to start and $1,200 thereafter. Well, this is temporary, folks. It is going up. Okay. Yeah, I got to tell you this. You should know that this is only till February 1st. Okay. Let me zoom in. So, okay. After February 1st, The first year, the 4,000 will go to 5,000 to start. February 1st, renewals, annual renewals, will go from $1,200 a year, each year thereafter, to $1,500 per year. By the way, the following year, the renewals are going to go up from $1,200, $1,500 to $1,800 a year. That's right, it's been kept too low for too long. Okay? So, but guess what? It's going to get better. Because the top of the line program that you all want, the Royal Frame Package, that's also my one. Get one free until Christmas. Check this out, folks, okay? So here we go. Let's go back. Let's go. Let me zoom out a little bit for you guys so you can see better. Here's the Royal Frame Package, the ultimate plan. Folks, this thing is basically the only peace of mind, IRS peace of mind insurance out there. The only one out there, folks, no matter anything like this. Nobody has it. Well, everything's done for you. All the responses, letters to the IRS, anything needs to be on tax code, whatever, all situations for a flat, fixed annual membership fee. The Royal Freedom Package is a simple freedom package, folks, okay? Plus this unique, everything done for you at no extra charge, okay? Folks, it protects filers and non-filers alike. And they respond to all the IRS tax from the IRS and state income tax agencies. Okay? But know this, folks. I learned so much about the IRS. This is the Internal Revenue Code, folks. My own copy since 1999. Okay? I know this stuff so well that even though there's no law requiring to file income tax, a lot of people are afraid of the IRS. They want to file income tax. They're still afraid. Fine, I'll help them. I'll help everybody, folks. I don't discriminate. But with filers, you got to pay your accountant and bookkeepers and bean counters to keep track of all your records and accounting done fully. I don't do that part. I'll do the legal strategy part of the tax, what the IRS code says, not the bean counting part. Okay? So right now, guess what? Royal Freedom Package membership is also first year. Buy one, get one free for friend or family member. Check this out, folks. I've never done this before. Okay. First of all, you want to get it now and save $1,000. Why? Because Royal Freedom Package is $7,000 now for the first year until February 1st, 2020, when it goes up the first year membership to $8,000 for the first year, okay? By the way, I'll give you advance notice. February 2021, it'll go to $9,000. Yes, and the February of a following year, 2022, it's scheduled to go up to $10,000 or maybe $9,900, okay? Each other after is only $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for people in all other states. Okay. And Californians pay more because the International Communist Republic of Mexicali has a corrupt FTV franchise tax board, and they're very, very aggressive. So they got to pay more for that. That's the only reason. But think about it, folks. This program after first year is only about $370 a month. That's it. $370 a month and everything's done for you. Don't have to keep records, pay accountants, bookkeepers, tax preparers, or in case you get under attack, pay for your defense, just some CPA to rip you off, an old agent to rip you off, a tax lawyer to rip you off. And folks, I could charge more. Yes, but I keep it low, as low as I can, to make it affordable for every single one of you. My goal is to have all of you involved in this program. Yes, the more of us involved together, the more powerful we are. How powerful can be one person? One person. One person. One person is strong, but it's only one. What if you get one, two, three, four, five people together? Anyway, five are stronger than one. Right? How about 10? Huh? 10 is even stronger. That's why I want you join hands with Freedom Law School, because you're joining me and other freedom seekers like yourself, like the founding fathers did, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Ben Franklin was the founding fathers, the guy whose picture is on the Hardall Bill. He told his fellow patriots at the time, gentlemen, we shall hang together, or we shall surely hang separately. How you want to do it? Most patriots say, I don't want to pay nobody nothing. I can't afford it. I don't have the money. I'll kind of excuse this. Folks, I'll work with you. I even let you make a payment plan on these things. For the Royal Freedom Package, you can pay $1,000 a month for 12 months. Okay, 11 months right now. And pay for this year and the next year before the 12 months is up. You pay your quickly. I'll work with you. But how much are you saving? How much are you saving, folks? Add it up. How much are you paying the thieves illegally in the IRS? By the way, before I go on, especially for the Dear Barbara Injustice lawyers out there, folks, look at my screen. Every one of you really should. Let me see, where was this? Okay, here we go. Nope, wrong one. Sorry, I got to get it right. Here, you must watch this presentation of Freedom Law School about no law requires you to pay Social Security tax. You must watch this, folks, okay, because that tells you how Social Security tax is a fraud. Business owners required filing income tax. You must watch this, okay? Best way to stop filing income tax? You must watch this and follow this stuff, okay? Okay, how to stop income tax legally, part one and two. I'm incorporating by reference all this presentation into tonight. Do your homework. Do not stop filing income tax blindly without knowing what you're doing. You must do your homework. You must verify the law I show you on these presentations as published by government. Okay? I don't want you to blame me. So Paymont told me to do it. Don't believe the government. Don't believe me. Anybody else out there, read the law for yourself as I show you on these presentations. From the House of Representatives website. From Supreme Court decisions. Supreme Court decisions. Easy to read. But I help everybody out there, folks, with these programs. You should be involved in this together. So let's go back to here. So right now you can get, now you only pay $7,000 for the first year royalty package, but you get buy one, get one free. To a friend, family member, co-worker, you pick it until December 24th. Call Freedom Law School, folks. If you have any questions or doubt, we need a payment plan or something about any of these programs, folks, any specials, call Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800, and we're going to work with you. Money's not an issue, folks. The issue is freedom. We love freedom. We love truth. We love the law that's written, the Constitution. It's the deep state crooks in D.C., these communists who want to enslave you, who make American people slaves. You don't need to be a slave anymore, folks. You don't need to be afraid. Let the truth give you the courage to live your life based upon love. And these misled people who live in fear in New York, in D.C., Wall Street, and politicians, and bureaucrats and judges in D.C. who are afraid of this communist system disappearing and America fall apart and terrorists and criminals and Russia, China, Iran, North Korea destroy us. All this warmongering stuff they buy, the fear. It's nonsense. They'll eventually come around. This system will collapse. This communist system will collapse. IRS is collapsing from its own weight. It's too heavy. I never imagined the IRS and the Soviet Union collapsing. I grew up in the 1960s and 70s and 80s. I never imagined the Soviet Empire will collapse. But it did of its own weight, didn't it? And I've done a presentation on this subject also, by the way, that you guys must watch, by the way. I want you to watch it. Look at my screen. This is one of my favorite seminars that I did. Here it is. A month ago, I did Israel's collapsing from the inside like the communist Soviet Union did. You got to watch this. You'll love it. This will give you lots of hope, my friend. Okay? This one. Okay? So having said that, folks, take advantage of the old prices. Take advantage of Bob and give them free. Do yourself a favor. Let love be your guide, not their fear. And you win with truth, my friend. Yep. Freedom and peace by living with love in your heart. Do the right thing that you want to do. Okay. Well, I'm going to go to your questions now. So if you may have any questions you want to ask me, I'll be able to answer for you, folks. There's comments on, I'm going to go on YouTube first to respond to those before I get your questions. If you have questions, call 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755. Justin says there are many master files. Yes, that's true. Music lover, thanks for sharing. My pleasure to share with you, my friend, all this information. That's what I like doing. And let's see. I appreciate brotherly hugs. Okay, from Singing Cowboy. Thank you, my friend. Peace to you, Malnor. Okay. And music lover asks, what do you think of this? Foreign country includes any possession of the United States. Source 26 CFR 1, some CFR code section. I'm going to look it up right now. This law. Okay. I'm going to look up this thing that right now I've been given. I'm going to on my screen and bring it up for you guys. Okay. Okay. Here it is, folks. This is what I was asked to look at. 26 CFR, which is Code of Federal Regulations, Part 101, 1.1503D-1. What is this? CFR stands for Code of Federal Regulations. What is that? When the laws are made by federal government, they put in 54 categories. They call them codes, United States Code, UST for short. Oftentimes, but not always, they give in Congress, the executive branch agency like IRS, the power to add more details to the law, the fine details of the law, and that are published in the Federal Register daily, and then later on, they put in the Code of Federal Regulation in an organized fashion, food defined by subject matter. That's what this is. Let's go back to my screen and see what it says. Okay. All right. Here's Cornell Law School. The website has this thing. What does it say? Okay. It says definitions, special rules for filing under Section 1503. Folks, this applies to filing under Section 1503. Which are, what is that? I don't know. Okay. So, you don't know what 503 is. 1503. Okay. So, yes. This we covered this issue before many times. Okay. Let me help with this issue question. I covered this before, folks. One of my presentations recently I've done, the entire IRS code, unless otherwise specified, applies to DC only. Yes, in fact, I covered that in a Freedom Hour. I covered that. Let me show you guys on my screen. Does the income tax apply? Here it is to Washington, D.C. only. I covered that in here for you guys recently. Let me see. That's one of my favorite ones that I did. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I did. Does the power IRS have only taxing powers in Washington, D.C.? Okay. Should have more views. Okay, this I did two of them for some reason. But yeah, watch that one. But I think I did a newer one than that in video. Let me see. I think I did one newer one on this issue that's a little bit more up to date also. Let me see if I can find it for you so you can check it out. Well, all right, no, I think that's the one. That's the one, okay. All right, let me go to some other question that you guys are comments you have on YouTube now, see what people are saying. Let's see. Willie River says, hi. Hello, Willie. Good to see you here, my friend. And the AG, he says, they got me by the balls with student loans and having to file for loan forgiveness. Oh, student loans are scams. You can never bankrupt them, get rid of them. You don't have to necessarily file either for forgiveness. Then you don't. There's other ways you can do things. Maybe, maybe not. Okay? I can show you how I can reduce it drastically. You probably need a one-on-one consultation with me. You don't have to file necessarily to be able to handle your student loans and minimize it. Okay? And Nicholas says, excuse me, what treasury accounts should we look into? None. There is no, there are none. The patron mythology people say every one of us has one, where our labor is captured by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury to make money out of thin air. It's a bunch of nonsense. There's nothing there. Nicholas also asks, who is the taxpayer? U.S. citizens, the resident, and non-resident, as that means, alien only? Oh, gosh. Nicholas, he's asking big questions. These seminars I told you cover that issue in detail. Watch them, okay? Who are the taxpayers? It's a big question. I covered that in the previous 3 hours. Okay? And then Justin Callis asked, what kind of tax is being assessed? Excise or direct tax? Folks, I'm not getting into that right now. We don't need to get into that. Supreme Court has said that income tax is indirect tax. And the Supreme Court also has said that the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution did not give Congress any new taxing powers. We know that. But the modern courts don't care. Doesn't matter. All they know is, hey, man, you have to pay your fair share of slavery. Otherwise, the rest of us have to hold harder. I was in tax court, and I heard the crooked judge once said to somebody, I was about to throw up, that pig. He doesn't want to look at the truth. Just, hey, but I got to pay his slavery. Okay? And he was a crook, by the way, that judge. Okay, some of them are good people in government, including judges. I don't see all of them are bad, but there's some definitely bad ones out there. Okay. Nicholas said you don't have to pay if you can an employee for state or any government branch. No, only federal government employee, not state. Federal government employees, not state government employee. Okay, there can be 2 years citizens, Title I. Justin Gacala says, Justin, listen, my friend. Citizenship is not the issue. And I covered this before in the Freedom Hours of Freedom Law School. Check it out. Citizenship is not the issue. Okay? Now, Justin says U.S. code citizen and D.C. code citizen. I'm not sure what you mean by that. But, that's what you want to call and ask questions in more detail. Okay? And Nicholas says, I'm in Rochester, New York. So what makes me a state citizen, if anything? What makes you a state citizen? Where do you live? New York? You're a New Yorker. You live in France? You're French. Right? You live in Germany? You're German. You live in Florida? You're a Floridian. Now you say, no, I'm actually really from Wisconsin. Fine. Be a Wisconsinian. America is a union of 50 countries. America is not one country. America's 50 countries, states with their own legislatures, with their own governors, with their own judicial system, their own sets of laws, and all my Indian Union. That's what the President of the United States every year gives the State of the Union address before the Congress, not State of the Country address, because America is a union, not a country. Okay, so yes, you're a New Yorker. Okay, you live in New York, you consider yourself a New Yorker, you're a New Yorker. So Justin says, IRMF, BMF, IMF, the IRS many mistake things. Yes, I know. Status doesn't matter. They don't care about the status. Okay? They don't go by status. They ignore that. I know about the stuff, Justin, that confuse the IRS. Okay. All right. Let's see. You guys have a lot of talk, a lot, Justin, don't you, my friend? Call if you have more comments or questions, okay? Nicholas says, is this part of a Sesui Quade Trust? Nicholas, I've never heard of Sesui Quade Trust. I'm going to look up and see what the heck is this that you're talking about, my friend, okay? Let's go look up online what it is. Sesui Quade Trust. Beneficiary. Oh, let's see what the legal dictionary says. What does this display? What does it say? Okay. Pronounced Sestique, but the Lord's probably pronounced it Sestique from the Old French. An old fashioned expression for the beneficiary of a trust. Oh, that's it? Beneficiary of a trust. Well, why don't you just call it that? See, beneficiary. Okay, the one who owns the trust, or the person who will benefit from the trust and will receive the payments or future distribution from the trust assets. That's all that is. Oh, my gosh. Listen, my friend. Nicholas, don't go on the internet. I don't know if people bamboozle you with all these big, thick legal words like Cisque, whatever. And then you think, oh. This guy's so smart on the internet. He uses big, thick Latin words. They must know this stuff. A lot of times, these guys don't know jack. Just because they use a thick word they'll throw at you, you don't understand, doesn't mean they know anything, okay? Dude, these guys, don't go for this patron mythology, Justin, okay? Okay, all right. No, stop off that trust, Nicholas. Sorry. If the computer system says you're a DC code citizen, you need to call and get them to correct it. Justin, you think you can call the IRS and say, you got a pardon? I gotcha. I'm not a DC citizen. You're going to correct it. You think they're going to correct it just because you call them? Really? You believe that? You call them? So everybody in America, just call the IRS and say, hey, I'm not a DC code citizen. Leave me alone. You have to do that. They're going to follow you and then just do that. Right? If it was so easy, anybody would have done it. Show me one person that's done it. How I could document that anyhow? I called the IRS. I could document that. Quit buying baseless stuff out there. Okay, Justin? Okay. Okay. IRS debtor versus Internal Revenue Service creditor. What about it? Is a court case of that? Okay. One takes the bill of a credit, the other issues the bill. Oh my God. Justin, you really do this patron mythology, my friend. Okay. 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 What's your patron bill? Now, that's all mythology, my friend. Okay. Now, Justin Callis asks, what is the difference between law and presumed law? Well, I'm not sure what it means by presumed law. Okay. Okay, presumed law, I don't know about that, okay? Now, Justin, again, is going to form 5546 examination return charge-out form. Okay, I'm going to look this one up one last thing, Justin. I'm going to get into all these theories. Okay, what is that? So you throw it at me. I'm supposed to have a answer. No, I don't. I got to look it up just like you do, okay? Let's see what that is, okay? Let's see that you're throwing at me. Let's look at this. 45546 examination return charge out form. Okay, what is this? Okay, let's see. What does this say? Well, according to IRS, I guess the form is this one. Examination of employee returns. I don't know. I've never heard of this form. How am I supposed to know all these forms? Okay. It's an internal revenue manual. It's a form. So what? Internal revenue manual is not law. So it's mentioned in this form. What about it? Why it's a big deal? How did this guy, Justin, told you this makes any difference on their website? Now you want me to go and prove a negative. Prove that this doesn't do anything. Okay? I'm not going to do that, my friend. Okay? I'm going to take some questions, folks. People will be waiting. We're calling from area code 941-818 and 417. We're going to go with these questions. People are asking because they're, you know, they got, I got to get the questions answered, folks. Okay. One more thing. Stu Pickdot says, I'm under the impression that the attached rule is presumed law, not law passed by Congress. No, it is law. Okay. All right. Thank you, Nicholas, for your thanks. I appreciate that. Let's go to your questions. Call from Erica 941. You're next. Okay. Erica 941 caller. Tell me your first name. Tell me if you have Freedom Lawson's Freedom Education Package. And then your question, please. Call from Erica 941. You're live. What's your first name?
Yes, my name is N.
N, that's it? Your name is N?
Yes, A-N-N. I go by N. Yes.
Okay. Do you have a free freedom education package?
Yeah, I came up with your website, actually, by total coincidence. I was looking for a constitutional attorney, which, of course, is...
Hello, you got cut out. You're looking for a constitutional attorney? Hold on. Wait a minute. You're in a bad area. You're cutting out. Two things. No speakerphone. Get off the speakerphone, one. Two, you look like you're in a bad area on your cell phone. You may need to hang up and call right back because that's your bad line sometimes. Use landlines. Don't use Skype or the internet lines. They're cheap quality. You cut out. Use landline. So let's go one more time.
Sorry, I don't have a landline.
What's your request for you one of me?
I'm sorry, I don't have a landline.
Well, keep talking.
Okay. Well, I didn't file my income tax in 2013. Of course, since then, they've been sending me numerous reminders. In 2015, IRS had sent me a package, or tried to send me a package. In the meantime, the package that had arrived is for a male individual living in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is all his information as far as date of birth, social addresses, and all his jobs and income and so on and so forth. That really got me upset because, mm-hmm, obviously, if I'm receiving somebody else's package, somebody other than me receives actually my information.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down and sent them a registered mail on, mm-hmm, January 2015, okay, stating something that, thank you for your inquiry regarding 2013 tax matter. I have determined that I have no tax liability for the year 2013. If you draw a different conclusion, please identify the legitimate subject of taxation in which I had engaged, that I was taxed by act of Congress.
Hold on, don't even hold that. I don't want you to hold that. I don't have time for that. Give me the bottom line of your story. People are waiting with questions. What's the issue? What's
okay.
your question?
Well, this continues. In February 19, I sent them another letter. This time, a few people were trying to help me, so we sent the notice of demand. They had responded,
okay,
obviously, with all kinds of interest. They don't. And they told me that they're going to put a lien against my property.
How much?
Well, they think about. Right now it's up to $18,000,
$19,000. How much?
$19,000.
Okay. So you have a $19,000 IRS tax lien for what tax year?
Well, I don't know. I think it stands for going back to 2013 with all the penalties, interest, and all this.
Okay. All right. So your name is Ann. What was? Repeat your name again, please.
A-N-N.
A-N-N. Okay, Ann, listen. I have no silver bullets. I can answer a question no more than you call a doctor on the phone. Doctor, I have an eye problem. my back hurts, my neck hurts, my stomach hurts. What I do on the phone, help me out. There is no quick thing to that. I haven't seen any letters. And you, I can see all this correspondence back and forth, talk to you. Then I can get an idea what's going on. Even then, you may have incomplete paperwork. We may need to get more of your IRS files to see what's going on. Understand that? So if you really want to get this solved, you need to do a private one-on-one consultation with me, and I can help you with that there. Okay, I'm going to show you on my screen in just a second how you do that, okay? When you go to Freedom Officer's website at livefreenow.org, okay, I'm going to show you our screen, okay? Go on the front page on the top right, get help right now, top right, click on that, and get help now. And here shows you how you're going to do a private one-on-one consultation with me for 1 hour. Follow the procedures in there, okay? And give me your paperwork, okay, so I can review it and go over it with you, analyze it, and it wants to analyze it for you with the discussion with you and your paperwork. Then we can figure out what's going on, and then we can I can recommend the course of action to solve this problem for you. Plan A,
okay,
or B or C. What are the costs, expenses,
risks? Is there a fax number that I could fax you a copy of the document?
Yes, send me a copy of all your paperwork. I mean, all of them, yes.
Is there a fax number that I could fax it to?
Yes, 815-346-2637. Call Freedom Law School during the daytime, and they'll give the fax number again if you forget, all that stuff. No problem. Just call Freedom Law School.
Okay.
That's my put our Freedom Law School out there. I volunteers answering the phone call. Okay? Call Freedom Law School, 813-444-4800. You have further questions about fax number and how the consultation, all that stuff will be answered for you in detail repeatedly if you need to. Okay, Ann?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Let's go to the next caller from area code 818. Followed by the caller we have from area code 417 next. Call from area code 818. What is your first name, my friend?
Hi. I think you have me. Eric?
With a C or a K?
Eric with a K.
And do you have a free education package?
I sure do. Yes, I do, sir.
Eric from the International Communist Republic of Mexicania. How may I assist you?
So, I have been trying to think of some questions to ask you since I called last time. Let's see. One of them that crossed my mind is because I don't want to continue supporting the corrupt banking system, and I know the Federal Reserve plays a large part in that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to if we're still exchanging the Federal Reserve tender, you know. But my question is, I'm heading into the life insurance industry. I have a few questions, but I'm heading into the life insurance industry. I'm about to get my license, and I'm just curious if you think that by me doing that, I'm somewhat technically doing the wrong thing, because I don't want to support the corruption. I'm very serious.
You've been doing the wrong thing. It's once you get your license, sell cash value life insurance type policies, like universal life insurance, or whole life insurance. What's that?
Those are good?
Those are terrible. Those are rip-offs.
Oh,
scams.
No way. Don't, no way.
That. Okay, no way.
Okay, no,
they want to hire you because, and they want you to sell. Why do they give you more commissions? Because commissions on those. Well, who did they ultimately paid for those commissions? Whose pocket are those fat commissions ultimately coming from? The guy
Everybody.
Who doesn't buy that? The company owner's
Everybody.
Own pocket? Or the customer's pocket?
I was told
if the company's paying all those commissions, guess what? That means, they're making a lot more money. That's why they're able to give you more commissions, because they're charging and ripping off the customer. That's why you're getting bigger commissions. Because they're making more money, the customer's paying the least. So, yes, you should buy, it should help you only term life insurance, if you want to say life insurance, and show people how to invest the difference. But what they pay for term and cash-style universal type life insurance policies. They mix insurance with this investment into one package, insurance investments. Now they obscure the total cost of insurance and investment by mixing it all up. The customer cannot tell how much they're paying for insurance, how much return they get on the investment. They don't see it. It's confusing. Your health insurance is term insurance. Your car insurance is your term insurance. You can pay for years for a car insurance, and then they get anything back. Why? Because it's a lottery. Whether it's your car getting an accident, or your health, something getting sick, or you're dying. It's the same lottery. So, yes, now I'm glad you called, because you have an ethical choice. You're going to get paid more commissions. The company will tell you that's the better thing. It's better for the customer. They make more tax-deferred, high-yield tax-deferred investments, all that nonsense, BS. But
I thought that was all legitimate.
I look up the book Common Sense by A.L. Williams. It's available out there. I'll show it to you on my screen, okay? I have copies of this book, okay? Look up Common Sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sense by A. Period. A.L. Williams.
A.L. Period
okay.
Williams?
A.L. Williams. A.L. Williams. Okay. By A. Space.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get that correct for spelling it. That's a great book. All right, let me get images of the book, what it looks like. Here it is. That's it. The orange copy on the left, that's the one. Okay, they got newer ones also. Oh, I got these pink original ones too. Yep. That's the cover of the book. You go at L. Williams PDF. It's there. I'm sure it's there for free. You can get that thing, yeah, on the web. And that's the book you want to follow. This is the book that tells you how to do it right with insurance. It's got to be up to someplace, you know? So, good reach. So, that's what you want. Anything else, Erica, can help you with?
Yes. So, a couple questions. I'm reviewing some notes I sent my friend. I was letting him know that 1099 is a confession form that can be used against us in court. My questions for Paymon. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I think I brought this up with you before, but so is it for not paying the taxes, right? I had started a company. Should I save money on the side for the state taxes, right? The state taxes?
State income tax?
The state taxes. Not the federal income tax.
Sales tax you have to pay. Property tax you got to pay. Gas tax, cigarette, alcohol tax. But income tax is a separate issue. Don't lump them all together. They're all separate. You mean a state income tax?
Okay, so, well, income tax is not a thing by
income
law.
Income tax is what we're talking about. This fraudulent. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what's your question?
What the heck? I don't have to save any money on the side for money that comes in?
Of course you should save money on the side.
Well,
what do you mean?
For no tax? I thought for sure maybe like California state tax or something. I guess
what
not. Okay.
Kind of California state tax are you talking about? Sales tax?
Okay,
sales tax, right?
Yes, sales tax.
Sales tax you got to pay.
Okay, so
for $100?
That's based off the state. That's based off the state, right?
That's the state collection sales tax. Yes, state of California.
Okay,
right.
Okay, that's what I was looking at. That's what I wanted to hear. So I should definitely account for the state sales tax.
Yeah.
Okay, and then another
question. Yes.
And then, so I have a few friends that I shared with them. This brought up a legitimate question. So for civilians that work on military bases, are they required to pay taxes?
Okay. The problem is you keep confusing and mixing all these taxes. It says, do animals have teeth? Well, some do. Some don't. All taxes are not the same. You got to quit saying taxes. You know,
okay.
You pay sales tax and you go to buy something at the store.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Right?
You're right. It's a blanket. It's a dangerous blanket term.
Don't use a blanket term tax. What kind of tax?
So, all right. So, I'm curious for my friends, for people that are working on a military base that are civilian, not government. Why? Or I guess they'd be considered government employees as civilians. I don't know how to consider that, but.
Hold on. Yeah, they got to pay the sales taxes. Yes, they do. Okay, yes, I got a bit of sales tax. Any other question? Those who handle by treaty between states and the federal government. Yes.
So maybe I didn't explain it clear enough. So the X company, right, let's say XYZ company is working on the heating and air conditioning, right? They have a contract on the military base for 3 years. And so all the people that are working for XYZ company are people, just normal people that haven't enlisted or sworn an oath to be in the government. Are they liable for income taxes because they're working with the government?
No. No, they're not.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's – oh, my goodness.
You got to watch the presentations I've done this issue. And see that applies to government workers, federal government workers, employees, officials, elected officials, to the federal corporations and their people. They got to pay income tax on foreigners. I haven't found anything for American to have to do it, regular American. Even if you work in the military base as a plumber. Okay, anything else?
Yes, two more things. One, real quick. Is it in the Freedom Package about writing to the congressman? It's in there, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then what was the other one? Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna say that's all for now.
Okay, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paymon.
And I wish you luck getting out of the International Congress Republic of Mexicania. Okay, freedom lovers like you should get out of there, come to Florida. Or some of the most free ones
that
state, my friend. Look, you deserve better than that, especially since you're in the career change situation and running the economy is good. It's easier to move a lot of jobs out here. Okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely
concerned. So that possibility. Folks, you got to get out of the cities. Those of you who live in cities got to get out. Thomas Jefferson said these massive cities are a danger to liberty way back then. He said that over 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson. Back then when the American population was not even 5 million. Jefferson considered the mentality of the people in cities who were communists back then a danger to our liberties. The founding fathers were mostly farmers. Okay, Washington was a farmer. So Jefferson, they had some science and business too, but just about everybody was farmer. So those of you who got stuck in those cities, great. You're stuck. Got to get out. Don't go to the big city like Miami. Okay? Come to middle-sized cities like Tampa, Florida, which is why I came out of here, because it's a mid-sized city. Not too small. Not huge. Okay? All right. That's a tip for you, Eric. Okay. Call for Miracle 417. What is your first name? And do you have the education package yet?
My first name is Jack, and no, I haven't taken advantage of any of your products yet, but I fully intend to. And you're absolutely correct about...
Do you have our information package? The information package, the free one.
I think I downloaded a long time ago, but I've been through several laptops since then, so, but I will get it. I will get it.
Okay.
And you're absolutely right about...
You can call, we mail it to you for your charge. So you just call for your law school. You know, go to our website and you can get one sent to you, and you're going to get email announcements no more than once a week about lessons and things like that.
I already get your emails, weekly emails. So, but I was
so you do have it then. Okay. You did get it at one time. Okay. Very good.
So, and you're absolutely right about Thomas Jefferson. He thought the strength of this nation was the yeoman farmer, and sadly, they've gone the way of the past. I did follow his advice. I was raised in New Jersey, and I currently live in Southwest Missouri on 20 rural acres that I own. It's not, there's no debt. So, and it's the greatest weight off my shoulders possible. And I suggest that anybody who's able to replicate that do the very same thing. My question to you, though, is I'm a 60-year-old man, and while I have inherited a bit of money from my parents, it's not a fortune. That's why I was able to buy this property and this home and live debt-free. But I'm anticipating opening a small business, actually a hot dog stand. It's going to be a cash business, and I was wondering if you could point me to the best direction, in the best direction to how to structure that business and limit my tax liabilities. I've been told I have to get a business license from the state of Missouri to enter into voluntary exchanges with people. And as a natural person, I don't feel as though I should have to ask permission of the state to enter into voluntary exchanges with people, exchanging value for value. So I'm wondering if you've done a show on that subject, or if there's material available that I can put my hands on to deal with the taxing authorities and also the income tax obligations the state would seek to put upon me for voluntary exchanges.
Okay, you asked several questions. First of all, on the licensing issue, I've not looked up what laws apply in Missouri to someone who is vending hot dogs or whatever. Got to look it up. I don't know all the laws of all 50 states apply to every activity, like selling hot dogs. Got to look it up. Okay? I can show you online if you don't know how to look it up, you know, in a one-on-one consultation. I show people legal research. Look this stuff up for yourself. So we can do that if you like. Okay.
And I appreciate that. And I was just asking in a very general way. I wasn't asking for anything specific.
Well, I just don't know. I don't know. Okay. So I have to, we can research it if you want.
Well,
now,
I mean, there's sole proprietorships, there's LLCs, there's S corporations, there's C corporations. And
for selling hot dogs, I wouldn't get, just be a sole proprietor, just go out there, just sell. Don't make it so formal. I mean, you almost like the little 12-year-old girl selling the lemonade stand. Gosh, 100 years ago, 150 years
only
ago, somebody a little 12-year-old girl would sell a lemonade stand. I get a license. Do you have do you have a business entity? Form it, a license in the state to sell lemonade in the corner. I mean, come on. What happened to America? Land of free, home of the brave. Be entrepreneurial. Oh, I get permission first to sell lemonades and hot dogs. Really? Jack, it ain't no big deal. Just go start selling hot dogs. Worry about that. I wouldn't worry about those things, really. If you want to go to one-on-one consultation, and I go over that, I can research stuff with you a little bit. But no, it's not a problem. And income tax, you're going to be getting paid cash. No one's going to be saying, 1099 snitch from the IRS. Not. Hey, I bought hot dogs from Jack last year worth about $50. Yeah, I want to let you know so that you can come after him for that income tax on the $50 hot dogs I bought from him. Really? No, that's going to happen. You're fine, my friend. Just go on and do what you want to do. Just do a quality job. Okay? That's the biggest thing.
Okay, Payman. Well, you have a very good evening, and thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have another caller now from area code 413. What is your first name, my friend, from area code 413?
Ron.
And do you have lost his freedom education package yet?
Yes, I've had that. I've ordered
and
that in
name
the past.
Is?
Ronnie.
Okay.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Your question, Ronnie?
Okay. Actually, I wanted to touch on what that gentleman that just called was asking about. I would suggest that he look into setting up a trust. And you can always 1099 all those tax debts. It all falls under class tax 5. So that's a just kind of state tax. So he could claim that all back if he had to pay taxes. But if it's an all cash business, why report it? But my question is, I don't know if I missed it. I try to get online and listen in how you were talking about $300,000 that we have access to on the treasury account. How exactly is that?
I said that's a false theory. That's what they put out
there. False theory.
I just explained how that's a nonsense theory out there.
Oh. Oh, I see.
That's what that is.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Any other questions, Ronnie?
No, actually, I'm dealing with some tax debt right now, but what I do is, what I did with my last one was a huge one, because I had someone do my taxes, and he kind of, I got a frivolous filing response from them. So what I did was I learned how to use instruments, and I used their own coupon to pay them back, and that actually offset that debt, and now I'm dealing with a Massachusetts state tax of close to $10,000, which I'm going to do the same thing, I'm going to use the same method to get rid of that tax. So
hold on, Ronnie. You know, everybody listen and learn. Every one of you listen to Ronnie exchange with me. You'll learn a lot from it, okay? All right, Ronnie, what coupons did you have with which you paid their taxes? Because I've never heard of anybody ever in America tax authorities ever creating any coupons to go redeem for taxes. Never, ever heard of such a thing. How do you get such a coupon? Who gave it to you?
Yeah, you use the coupon. You use a 1040V. And, those tax authorities or those tax agencies, they send you a coupon usually when there's a bill, you know, supposed bill. It's at the bottom of the page. So I use that. I'll flip it over, put a stamp on the lower right-hand corner, and I submit that with a 1040V and a payment voucher for the state. I've done it with New York, I've done it with Mass, and I've actually had those debts offset. I also did file a UCC, and I corrected the status because I'm the creditor and they're the debtor, so I corrected that on the record.
Okay.
So now I can actually 1099 those debts that I paid off with my credit.
I see. Y'all heard that? You heard that, guy? This classical, baseless patriot mythology that someone sold to Ronnie online. He believes it like it's true. He thinks it's all true.
Sky's
blue, and, clouds are white. Water is liquid, ice is solid. Ronnie, let me tell you what you got, bud. That's a bunch of nonsense.
They're operating off of our credit. Even if debt collector asks you to pay in credit card or check, you can't. We're in a banking holiday since 1933.
They're operating off of our credit. Banking holidays since Roosevelt, the HR-192, Banks of the United States, where bankruptcy, UCC, all that stuff, right?
Right. It's against public policy to say you can only pay in cash, or you can only pay in credit card, or you can only pay in money order. Well, money order, we can create money orders, but you have to give them value.
Isn't that just like any? Did you hear this free round from the beginning, Ronnie?
The what?
Did you watch the
call from the beginning? No, it was kind of breaking up. I had a bad connection, so I hung up and I tried to get online and listen to YouTube.
Okay. Let me highly recommend, my friend, Ronnie, you take the time to watch this from the very beginning. Okay?
Okay.
Because I made that freedom hour for you. A good man like you, who's an honest, good man, who wants to do the right thing, wants to follow the law. I want to give it to you. I give you my gift to you. You recording this will be available for you tomorrow. Watch that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So anyhow, any other questions we have, John, back there? I think we're done with people with questions. Anything else? Okay. Very good. Okay, folks, thank you very much for being with me. I appreciate it. Next week, the 26th Thursday night, we will have another Freedom Hour because it's the day after Christmas. It's going to be, but let me tell you, January, we're going to get real busy. Real busy. So if you have questions, folks, time to ask them is now. Before I get busy in January, February. Okay, remember, for May 29th seminar in Tampa, coming up, I'll be doing people fly from across the country, Ramada Hotel, by the airport, Tampa Airport. Will be on our website pretty soon. We'll put it up there. And right now, prices are going up February 1st. Get what you want. Get the Royal and Simple Freedom Packages before price increase of February 1st. Save yourself $1,000 now. And until Christmas, buy one, get one free. Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate you taking your time. I give each of you love and success, peace and happiness. And I look forward to being with you again next Thursday night. Merry Christmas, everybody.